The period between 8 to 12 months of age is when the coordination of secondary schemes occurs. As they watch parents hide an object under a blanket, they learn to pick up the blanket to get the object. At first, the child makes what's called the A, not B error. To try this with an infant, nieces and nephews can be perfect for this. Get two blankets, A and B. Hide a toy under blanket A. If the child can coordinate secondary schemes, he or she will lift up blanket A and get the toy. Repeat the process. It's like hide and seek. The child picks up blanket A to get the toy, then do it again. Hide the toy under A. The child picks up the blanket A and gets the toy. Now it gets tricky. As the child watches, take the same toy and hide it in location B. What's very fascinating is that the child will still pick up location A's blanket. The child returns to the previously successful blanket, even though he or she watched you hide it under blanket B. There's been some interesting research, such as gesture-action mismatch. The child's eyes may be looking at B, but the hand still goes back to A. Adele Diamond has done some follow-up research that has traced a particular region of the frontal lobe responsible for this effect. Before this region develops, children make the A not B error. But after this region of the brain develops, the error no longer occurs, and the child will correctly choose blanket B.